Welcome to Small Town Radio. I am your host, Maxim.
And I drive monster trucks, too.
And this is the show with the biggest facts about the smallest towns. Oh, boy. What's up, guys? How you doing? That's a rhetorical question.
They didn't get a chance to answer. Come on. Give them a second.
Okay. Sorry. How are you doing? All right. I'm done listening to you. What's up? How you doing, Connor?
I'm good. It's a decent week. Trying to find out where I'll be moving to. So, you know, that's good. Where am I hoping to go, though, you might be asking? Port Hope, Ontario, Canada. Oh, is that where we're going in this show? Wow, what a coincidence. Did I slide that in naturally? Was that an organic plug? Sure was, just like a worm is for an apple. An organic plug.
Wow. Well done, well done. Very smooth. If you were actually looking to move to Port Hope, I'd be a little excited because then I'd be able to go visit someone there.
Yeah, Port Hope, I'm excited. This is a good spot with a lot going on.
Yeah. This one, though, I felt bad because I picked this spot and then I saw its population. I was like, oh, no, it's a little bigger.
Yeah, it's not the biggest one we've done, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It also, more recently consumed another township into its population. So it was the municipality of Port Hope and then the Port Hope Township. And then in 2001, they decided to be together. They wanted to be married in Hope.
There was a town called Port and a town called Hope, and they just Captain Planet fist bumped into a fusion town.
Oh,
the Dragon Ball Z fusion dance.
Well, fusion may have a different type of meaning with this town.
Oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm so sorry. My sleep schedule this week has been so messed up, and working from home does not help that, because I may have stayed up till 1:30 in the morning with my girlfriend watching Attack on Titan 2 days in a row because we just got so sucked in and I haven't had proper sleep.
Welcome to much of my life.
Yeah, staying up till after midnight to watch anime.
I 30 Rock recently.
Oh, okay.
30 Rock is such a good show. It's so well written. It's just highly recommended. I was holding off for a long time because people had recommended it. And when people recommend something highly, I get weary. And I'm like, I don't want to be let down by your recommendation. But then I finally went out of the way and watched it. Oh, it's so good. I don't know if there's a show where I enjoy the characters. Not character development, because the characters were pretty fully developed when the show started. But character growth and how thought out they are, as much as I do in 30 Rock.
Interesting. I haven't ever watched it, but I've heard good things about it, and that's why I won't watch it.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. Highly recommend.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out sometime. We're kind of in a show hole now because we finished season 3 of Attack on Titan, and season 4 comes out in October. So we're in the limbo, the show hole.
Yeah. What is it, though? I mean, if you're looking for something, why don't you just look for us on social media?
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at STRadioPod, and you can give Connor a DM saying great job on that transition.
Oh my goodness, someone should put me into the hair restoration business because I am finding all of the natural plugs.
Ooh, zing. Yeah, so find us at STRadioPod on Instagram. You can email us at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com and like us on Facebook, rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You know the deal. We love you guys. And I guess I also have a small plug of my own. I started my photography Instagram last week, which is it's all night photography and low light kind of cyberpunk urban style pictures.
Not medieval?
No.
Oh. Yikes. That's interesting, because I submitted you to Medieval Weekly, because I figured, you know, with night photography, you'd be prime candidate to get some stuff in there, but...
Oh, my God, I just got it. Stop. Cut it out. Yeah, so it's all night photography pics. It's very, like, kind of dark sci-fi themed. It's supposed to be kind of moody, but it's Lightbender without vowels. Yeah.
Are you not a Harry Potter photographer?
No, yeah. No.
I submitted you for Mad Eye Moody Monthly.
I'm not associating with any Harry Potter fandom now.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, but I haven't watched the development of that, but I saw when the story came out and I was like, why? What?
I just think we should make a move to make it so anyone who has a Deathly Hallows tattoo is now labeled a transphobe. just to really upset people.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Man, there's so much going on. But in a lot of ways, I mean, I was listening to the episode that came out, this week, which was recorded 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I feel like a lot of the discourse that's happening is really good, and it's really tough. I mean, it's one of those mm-hmm. things where I've been having a lot of really good conversations with a lot of friends. I got a friend in college who's, you know, who like specifically just asked me regularly what I'm trying to learn and like how I'm growing, and asked me like tough mm-hmm. questions. He's an Asian American, he's Japanese American, and you know, it's like, well, how do you think like your whiteness affects you in this way or that way? And it was just, I'm really grateful to have someone looking out and just be like, how are you trying to grow as a person, and like providing the way they see things, and you know, holding me accountable. And so it's good. I feel like, you know, the Harry Potter thing with the J.K. Rowling thing is like, obviously it was a transphobic statement and like needs to be checked, but the fact that mm-hmm. we're having tough conversations about it and people have a chance to grow and hopefully we see some real changes, that's a positive. So I mean, yeah, sometimes it's change is painful.
Definitely. And I think that's the time we're in, is the like 2020 is like the year of the hard conversations.
Well, it's interesting though too, because I mean, you follow whatever you're following on social media, and following, you know, influencers on podcasts or people that are really well informed. It seems though like a lot of people have a lot of, for lack of a better word, this is another natural plug, but hope. People seem like 2020 is a year of change. Did I stumble upon yeah. that one? Sure did. But, you know, it does seem like a lot of people are like, this is a year where we're going to see some real change,
mm-hmm.
which
think
is great.
It's, I think one thing that the Trump presidency has been good for is that it kind of brought all of the problems in America that we swept under the rug before and kind of brought them up to the surface. And now we can deal with them head on.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're hoping for. I wish we had someone in power that would actually help enact the change that so many people want to see. But
yeah,
I mean, we're not far away, so it's not like we're year one into his presidency.
Yeah, I mean, but the Ferguson riots or protests happened during Obama's presidency.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything except send the military, basically. So I think this conversation had to happen with someone who was going to antagonize the problem instead of just turn a blind eye to it. And I think that way we really have things to discuss and things to like look at and take a hard look at ourselves and how we do things.
Yeah. No, it's a good time. Keep it up on social media.
Yeah.
Keep up. I like everyone who keeps on posting things about what's going on has been really helpful. I mean, the way I've kind of gone about it is trying to amplify voices of people of color and inform. But there's some people out there who are just like every day and like, thank you for continuing to post this, because I was becoming disheartened on how many people kind of left
mm-hmm.
the conversation behind.
Yeah.
So it's good.
With that being said, Small Town Radio is excited to announce its next contest, Black Lives Matter. Could you imagine we just piggyback on all this stuff?
Well, that's what is it. Some people talk about the exploitation of the movement and all of that.
For every new listener and new subscriber we get, we'll be donating $5.
Yeah. Well, you ready?
Are you ready for our ad plug?
Pew!
It's going right here. RemedyBoys.com is today's sponsor. They are an excellent choice for pure, natural, and chemical-free health remedies. Remedy Boys, with a Z, is well known for its MSM organic sulfur flakes, a natural remedy that releases toxins and restores and regenerates cells for a healthy immune system. The passionate team is dedicated to improving immune systems all around the country. This is especially important in difficult, trying times like today. Boost your immune system and discover the natural and powerful benefits of MSM, organic sulfur flakes. Whether you're an athlete, health buff, or looking to make a positive change in your mental and physical health, RemedyBoys.com offers the solutions you need to lead a better life. Be the change you want to see in the world. Visit their website at RemedyBoys.com. That's boys with a Z. And like them on Facebook /RemedyBoys. You can also call them at 720-789-8505 to speak with a representative today. As a special offer, you can receive free shipping by entering the coupon name SMALLTOWN in all caps at checkout. That's RemedyBoys.com. That's boys with a Z. Receive free shipping with this offer. And we should add that we are not medical professionals. You should consult your doctor before taking any supplements.
Welcome back from your ad plug.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
You ready?
Okay. Yes, we are. This week, we are taking you guys to what we told you before. So I hope you were paying attention because I'm not going to say the name again. Anyway... No, we're going to Port Hope, Ontario. And Port Hope is obviously in Ontario, on Lake Ontario. And the Ganaraska River flows directly through the middle of it. The locals call it the Ganny, which will be coming up maybe a couple times during these facts.
Oh, yeah.
Population, we got 16,753 as of 2016. And I know... It's a bigger town, but it is a town, and it matters to us.
Well, technically, it's a municipality.
It's a...
That's what it's called. That's what I said. Saw everyone. I'm like, is that a city? Is that a fancy way? Like, I was like, did Canada get it right and just not call it cities a city?
Yeah, Canada's just like, we're not going to label these things. People live there, but they're not Toronto or Vancouver or Quebec.
What is it, though? Because it is northeast of Toronto and then northwest across Lake Ontario from Rochester. I mean, Rochester's not on Lake Ontario, but it's like if people know where those things are, they can kind of get to where they want to be geographically.
So if you're in New York State and you want to check out Port Hope, all you got to do is rent a kayak.
So a bit about Port Hope today. Port Hope is a heritage community situated on the north shore of Lake Ontario, according to visitporthope.ca. It offers a combination of urban and rural paradise with a perfect combination of heritage charm, modern vibrancy, and cultural allure. The Ganny River runs through the heart of town, past historic buildings, and there are miles of waterfront trails, a sandy beach, heritage conservation district of downtown, quaint villages, and scenic country driving routes. So, you want to go?
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
I mean, okay. It has everything.
Yeah, it has a lot of stuff, and it's like a bigger small town, so you're not in like the wilderness, but you still have a lot of great stuff.
And you're not far from America, which I don't know. I don't think that has any pull. I just said it like...
If anything, you should get farther from America.
I said it like Jack Donaghy would in 30 Rock, which you won't understand, but maybe some people out there will, because he plays like a very, very much a conservative... businessman who loves America and is very proud of his nation.
We'll just throw that one in the bin of small town radio references for naught. Okay, so I'm gonna just have a quick little history here. Nothing too fancy, but so basically, Port Hope started as a settlement for human beings when Cayuga people, who are part of the Iroquois Confederacy, migrated to the location from New York State in 1779. And they migrated from New York State because the Revolutionary War was kind of disastrous in the area. In 1793, the United Empire Loyalists became the first permanent settlers of European heritage in Port Hope, which they called Smith's Creek, after a former fur trader. After a brief fleeing with the name Toronto, the village was renamed in 1817 as Port Hope, after the township of Hope, of which it is a part, which in turn had been named for Colonel Henry Hope, Lieutenant Governor of the Province of Quebec. The post office dates from 1820, and in 1834, Port Hope was incorporated as a town.
It's the municipality of Port Hope today. But okay, you said something that you read that off of Wikipedia. I know that because yeah. I also read the same thing. And I want to point out something very specific in the middle of it, mm-hmm. which was after a brief fling with the name Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay, the definition of a fling is throw or hurl something forcefully. A short period of enjoyment or wild behavior, a short spontaneous sexual relationship, wholeheartedly engage in or begin on. And those are the four of multiple definitions. But I would say if I had to guess what fling this writer meant, it was a short spontaneous sexual relationship with the name Toronto. And that is, oh, wow, what an image. What an image. Like they couldn't have chosen a worse word for it. Like the fling doesn't match in any way with what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And a fling with the name Toronto. They were like, a man named Toronto came to Smith's Creek and we fell in love for the summer and he left. And I would rename the town after him, but my heart hurts too much.
Well, it's interesting because that was in 1817, but Toronto, I looked it up, wasn't named Toronto until 1834. So they kind of had first rights to it.
They did.
They fell out of love.
I have the fact right here. So the name Toronto is likely derived from the Iroquoian word Tekarnto, meaning place where trees stand in the water.
And then, so they just cut down all the water? Did they, this is it. They must have flung stuff at the trees and they all fell down. And we're like, well, we had a brief fling and now we're not Toronto anymore.
They were like, we really need to clear these trees to have a scenic river walk.
Wikipedia writers, thank you for your entertainment and your knowledge.
But we owe our entire show to you. All right.
That was your fact. I'll share mine then because I just kind of piggybacked onto yours.
Okay.
Port Hope's downtown is celebrated now as the best preserved 19th century streetscape in Ontario.
Ooh.
Yes. The town's local chapter of the Architectural Conservancy of Ontario and the Heritage Port Hope Advisory Committee are very active and advise on the restoration and preservation of architecturally or historically significant buildings. So everything in this town needs to look in accordance. So that means mm-hmm. new buildings or like restoration comes up. So they keep this very specific identity. And you, I don't know if you've been to like a quintessential New England town, like Portsmouth, I'm trying to think of, or like, have you been to...
I've been to Alexandria, which I think is like that in which Virginia.
Like, yeah, maybe. Like it, more colonial time where the buildings are like, I don't know, two or three stories with storefronts below and like mm-hmm. kind of a flat face.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, vibrant colors like a crisp mm-hmm. red or like brown or they're brick buildings.
Have you been to Brooklyn?
I know. It's kind of like New York-esque. I would say like... London, because it has a certain height limit in certain areas
yeah.
where it's downtown, so it's very like flat-faced storefront. But I always like a town that has a theme, like a an image.
They have a 19th century HOA.
Yes. Yes. I just, yeah. So this guy, it's a pretty city, a pretty town, pretty municipality.
Pretty fly for a municipality. That doesn't work. pretty for a municipality. Nice. Cool. Yeah, that's interesting. I know it'd be interesting to be someone who goes to school for like that specifically to maintain like a 19th century downtown.
Yeah. I don't know what would they need to study?
I don't know. I feel like also they would, but I do feel like they would shop at a Home Depot, but their Home Depot has two sections for modern and then 19th century. So they have like their paint is split between like actual colors and then just sepia.
And they have like doorknobs just for the, like the middle of the door, or like too high or too low for normal standards.
Oh my gosh. Or like a crown molding that's like old timey, but like sold in bulk.
It's like, hey, isn't that King? Well, no, I was going to say King George, but my time period is way off on that.
Okay, hey, I'm going to go into the next fact here. So this one's kind of fun. Port Hope is home to the Capitol Theater, which was built in 1930. And it's Canada's last functioning atmospheric theater. And I didn't know what an atmospheric theater was until I did like some further researching. But basically, atmospheric theaters are movie theaters or like opera theaters, whatever kind of theater, where the interior is designed to reflect a certain setting or scene. So it's not like you're just audience members looking onto a set on stage. It feels like the audience, the crowd, is also part of whatever scene they make. So this theater, the Capitol Theater, the interior of it is designed to look like a medieval courtyard surrounded by a forest. So like there's like a fake stone wall around where the audience sits, and they have like fake trees. And apparently back in the day, they used some old timey device called like a brentograph to project clouds onto the ceiling of the theater as they were doing performances.
And it's where you'll catch Maxim doing photography, his night photography, in the medieval courtyard theater.
Yeah, exactly. It's not dark future enough.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because it's one of the few, it was the oldest in Canada, the last active one in Canada.
It's the last functioning one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw in the 1930s, and it was created specifically for the talkies.
The talkies.
I wish we still called movies that. Do you know how great that is? The talkies, like, yeah.
I mean, honestly, podcasts now are just talkies. They don't have videos, but if people are like, what do you do in your free time? Like, oh, I'm a talkie. And they're like, what? Like, oh, I have a podcast.
What is it? I found this very interesting. So it's got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of, you know, radiance in this city. And in addition to that radiance, they have radiation. Port Hope is known for having the largest volume of historic low-level radioactive waste in Canada.
Port Hope is home to the Hulk.
These wastes were created by El Dorado, a great song by Elton John, but it's not created by the song. It was created by El Dorado Mining and Refining Limited, a company that processed uranium in the area. Uranium was used in glow-in-the-dark paint for aircrafts and other stuff during the Second World War and the early treatment of cancer. The El Dorado plant also produced uranium. Wait, what? Uranium ore. Oh, the first one. Glow-in-the-dark is uranium ore. I am sorry. El Dorado plant also produced just uranium, which may have been used in the Manhattan Project that created the first nuclear weapon. Wow.
Wow.
It continues to produce uranium fuel for nuclear power plants, now under the ownership of a different company that I don't care to say on this show. It's not, I don't actually know what the company is. It just, I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
In 2002, though, a large amount of contaminated soil was removed from beachfront areas. Ooh. More recently, a testing program has begun of over 5,000 properties with a plan to remove and store contaminated soil used as landfill. Well, over $1 billion is expected to be spent on the soil remediation project. The largest such cleanup in Canadian history. Wow, what history we are making in Port Hope.
Wow, radioactive waste. Manhattan Project.
What was it? Actually, though, the effort is projected to be completed in 2022, so not that far away.
Good for them. Well, on a lighter note, Port Hope, is home to, like, they have, like, a bazillion festivals here.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much going on. And I'm going to list them off. Their names are Delicious Dates, Port Hope Garden Tour, Canada Day Celebration, Port Hope Farmers Market Arts Festival, Port Hope Fair, Cultivate Festival, Port Hope House Tour, Vintage Film Festival, Candlelight Festival and Lighting Ceremony, Santa Claus Parade, Capital Christmas Festival of Lights and Trees, and then my favorite, the Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny River Race.
Yeah, that is a good one.
And the story behind this one is the Ganny River, the Ganaraska.
It's like it looks like it has Alaska in the name.
Yeah, basically. Ganaraska, I'll say it like that. But yeah, Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny River Race. So this river that flows directly down through the middle of town flooded in 1980, and it was like a pretty devastating flood they experienced. But in order to recoup the trauma from that, every year they have this annual river race, which is a 10-kilometer race down the river where they have different types of events, including a crazy craft race, which is you put together a boat out of whatever you want. So they have like official like boat races down it, but then they also just have like a silly kind of like tubing race down it. Like, it sounds like a good time. And I like the spirit of recovering your town emotionally from a big flood like that.
It is. I'm just trying to think of the equivalent for like a tornado to just fly kites one day.
I guess so. I know in Boulder where we had like really brutal floods, we don't really think about it. But my last job
under
in
the rug.
My last job in Longmont was on a not a tributary, but like a split off of Boulder Creek, which flooded really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I started working there, there was a foot and a half mark around every wall in the building where the drywall had been removed, because that was the flood line when the facility flooded. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then they actually finished patching it when I was working there. And the flood happened 4 years prior.
Yeah. We have a building in Exeter that had flooding along the river. It's one of the oldest theaters in the country, the Ioka Theater. And it's been...
All right, don't plug your shitty New Hampshire town. This is not the time.
Maxim denies natural plug. No, it is. That's a really interesting one. I would like to highlight Delicious Dates, which is a three-week period of time where restaurants have price set menus where people can, you know, engorge in the delicacies and find food in the area. If you know me, you know I like to eat, and so 3 weeks is a long time for eating.
Yeah, but I mean, also consider this is like a big tourist town, and there's not a lot of residents, so they probably don't have a ton of restaurants. So they probably need to like expand it so that they can draw more people in over a longer time. So not always full.
Maybe, yeah. I didn't look up the number of restaurants, but
it'd be like having instead of like having Taco Tuesday for one day where there's like 700 people who show up, you could have Taco Tuesday every day and have less people show up and still make the same amount of money.
I like that you started that sentence. If you like it, I just immediately went, if you like pina coladas.
if you like delicious dates.
Yeah. I have one small one, but I know we're running short on time, so it doesn't really matter. I'll just throw it out to get the third one. It was where, what was it? A movie was filmed, supposed to be the 2017 horror movie It and its sequel, It Chapter 2, were filmed in Port Hope.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
that one.
Yeah, It and It 2 portrayed the fictitious town of Derry, Maine, which is kind of insulting because there is a Derry, New Hampshire. So, natural plug submitted this time.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to throw out one quick one also because I forgot to mention this up top. So, Port Hope has a ton of outdoor recreation opportunities. They have the river, and it's actually famously known for its salmon and trout fishing. They're also right next to the Ganaraska Forest, which has a lot of hiking, mountain biking, and horse riding, cross-country skiing, all sorts of trails for that. And then they have something called Treetop Trekking, which is a zipline / ropes course that weaves through the canopy of the forest, and they have 3-hour tours available. And looking at the pictures of it, it looks sick. It just looks like an obstacle course built in the canopy of these pine trees. So I would totally be doing that.
I thought it was a bird simulation.
Bird simulator. All right. Well, all done with the facts. You ready to do your one word ad plug? Who are you sponsored by?
Plugs.
Okay. I'm sponsored by Outlets to power all your plugs.
Nice.
I was
thinking like a wine bottle cork.
Oh.
And so I was like, how does that fit into an outlet?
All right. Well, now is the time of the show. The legendary, the historical, the completely factual Goblin Gallery.
Ooh. As a ghost applauding.
All right, what do you got for us this week?
All right, I have my ideal date going to Port Hope.
Ooh. Sitcom. Aww.
So I would like to go on a date at Port Hope. And if you're wondering, yes, I am single, which means I am sad and other times happy. More or less, I have normal human emotions and I am single.
He's also a freelancer.
If you're interested in going on this date with me to the lovely Port Hope, I have it all planned out. You do not need to worry. We shall go for the equivalent of January 24th through February 9th, 2020, in whatever year we go, so we can enjoy a set price menu filled with local flavor during the time of delicious dates.
Mm-hmm.
You should know about me. I love eating a lot of food. And when I say a lot, I do mean quantity. If we do not eat at least at every restaurant multiple times, I will not consider this date, quote, successful. If you're wondering, yes, I do hope this date would be more than a fling. However, while we're strolling about Port Hope between meals, we can fling names at the town, much like some ill-equipped writer suggested on Wikipedia. Names I would consider flinging are Harriet, Susanna, Montana, Mexico, Havana, Copacabana, Hannah Montana, and Connor. If none of those stick, we shall rename the town Stick. Or Connor. We'll just keep it with Connor. I think that's good. At the end of engorging ourselves with lovely food, lovely hospitality, lovely walks on the river, and many naps in our lovely, picturesque hotel downtown, we can spend our last day on the beachfront. Hopefully where we gain superpowers from the copious amounts of low-level radiation. I would personally like to gain the superpower of singing like Elton John when he did record the soundtrack El Dorado. And you, yourself, my fair date, can get the superpower of singing like Rupert Holmes, the singer of The Escape. If you like pina coladas.
I like the idea that, like, first date is like river walk, and then you eat food, and if she doesn't eat enough food, there's no second date. And then the second date is you taking her to a beach where you can get superpowers from the radiation and become a singing superhero couple.
It's a we have 3 weeks, so I mean, if maybe we don't wait for the radiation to sit, like, maybe we don't wait for the last day to see if we get superpowers. Maybe we start earlier on.
You want to get the most out of this fling, so you should.
Well, it's not a fling.
Not a fling.
It's not a fling. We fling names. We do not. This is not a fling. This is just a once in a lifetime experience that will continue for the rest of our lives through marriage and more.
Hear that? He is committed to whatever freelance work you'll give him.
That is my portrait on the wall of the Goblin Gallery.
Nice. All right. Well, I wanted to add another event to Port Hope's festival lineup with our very own, the ever so popular Goblin Fest. So here's what my projection of what Goblin Fest looks like in Port Hope. Opening night. The goblins will gather for drinking and a drum ceremony in the Ganaraska Forest. That's opening night. Day one is the Goblin Garden Raid. So goblins are going to sweep the town and steal vegetables from residents' gardens.
Wait. Sweep as in like with a broom? Sweep.
Sweep the town, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Like they're going to get in formation and make sure no garden goes unraided. Night one, the goblins will converge on the Capitol Theater for a screening of The Lord of the Rings, which has been edited so Frodo dies in the mines of Moria at the hands of a goblin. Drinks will be provided.
Only water.
Yeah. Day two, the 10-kilometer upstream doggy paddle. Night two.
Is this... Are humans doggy paddling, or is this dogs doggy paddling?
It's goblins doggy paddling. Gobby paddling. Night two. The goblin freeform jazz night. Day three. Goblins attend...
Wait, day one, everything goblin themed. Day two... Jazz festival. Ooh, I love it.
Day three, goblins attend the yearly Goblin Grove Farmers Market, which all the vegetables were stolen from the residents and resold to the goblins.
So we're reverse Robin Hooding them. We're stealing from them and then selling back to them and keeping the proceeds.
Yes. That's how goblins do things. And then finally, after a long day at the farmer's market, we have the closing ceremony where all the goblins get together for a live small town radio podcasting show.
Ooh. Natural plug.
Natural plug. That's our show. Follow us at ST Radio Pod on Instagram. Hit us up at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. Follow me, Maxim of Allen, on Twitter, and follow my new photography account, LGHTBNDR, on Instagram.
You can follow me at Connor_Kviecien. That's CONNOR_KWIECIEN. Hit me up if you have a podcast that you want me to edit, and follow me on YouTube to learn more about editing podcasts and all that good stuff at Podcasting with Connor. And let me know if you want to go on a date. Spots, one spot only.
Or if you have freelance work for him.
Preferably the second. What Maxim said would be great.
All right, well, thank you for listening. We love you guys. This has been an episode of Small Town Radio.
Knights and Monster Trucks.
Knights and Monster Trucks. All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. I'll blow you away. Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do. That song is the dirtiest song sung by kids. I don't know if it's Hanson.